Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. This part of the show is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Start today for just $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. I'm going to begin. I'm going to talk about the Jimmy Kimmel stuff. Honestly, I don't want to take up a whole nother break on it. I feel like we've talked a lot about that this week. Tuesday. So 7 o'clock, if you're up for it, we'll talk about it then. I just thought this was interesting. I was telling you about Cardi B. She's got a date here. I think February 27th. She's got this whole, you know, I'm the crazy person tour. I think that's what it's called. I can't remember. I'm sure it's in here somewhere. Maybe not. She's pregnant. So she has a boyfriend, Stefan Diggs, and
I've been seeing the videos. The promotional tour is different when there's a baby in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the twerking and the stuff is like, ah. It's not that it's not pretty. It's just, ah.
I know. Well, I guess.
Oh, I was going to say it's the Little Miss Drama Tour.
Little Miss Drama. I knew something.
I like your name better.
It feels forced, I guess, is my point. It doesn't feel like she feels hot. It feels like she's finds herself needing to meet a quota.
Yes, of twerks per day. It's like some of us try to get our steps in. Some of us try to get our twerks in.
It just feels like, oh, gosh, that can't be fun. And it's certainly distracting.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a baby in there.
Yeah, her fourth baby too. I mean, this is the first one that isn't with the guy. Is it Offset?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her ex. So she's pregnant. She gets everything settled with her tour and sets it all up, and then makes the announcement that she's pregnant. She will have had the baby. I want to say the kids do like in November. Like, it's right around the corner. I guess she's been using, like, corsets and bustiers and things to sort of hide it.
She's fully showing
that. Oh, yes. I'm sure as soon as she made the announcement, she was like, get this stuff off of me! So, she's pregnant. And so is Stefan Diggs's, I guess, some model that he's fathered another baby with. So the news came about a day after she said, hey, I'm pregnant with my fourth baby.
They weren't
Diggs.
Exclusive is what you're saying.
Well, I think I want to say the baby's like maybe 5 months old. The other one is, I mean, it seems really. Or maybe the baby's already here. Anyway, they're trying to get, I guess that Cardi B is saying, you got to get a paternity. He's saying, it's not my baby. And she's like, paternity test on that.
I keep them in my purse. Here's one.
Yeah.
Stefan Diggs and Cardi B became Instagram official in June of 2025, but they've been together since October of 2024.
Oh.
So there's a little time period.
Well, that doesn't math out too well. Well, maybe he had just put a baby in somebody else. And then they got together. If the kid's like 5 months old, that might actually, the math might work.
It works.
Does it? 14 months? I don't know. Somebody do the math.
It's a lot.
I don't trust my math skills anymore.
What is her, Am I the Drama? Is that the...
Yes, that's the album. And Little Miss Drama Tour is the tour.
Definitely seems to follow her, yeah.
Yeah. So he's a wide receiver for the Pats.
He's been around.
He's being accused currently. He's being accused by model Aileen Lopera, who goes by Lord Giselle on Instagram, of fathering a baby girl who was born. Oh, yeah. Okay. Born this past April. Does that math out? I guess it kind of does. Yeah. They could have late summer of 2024. He could have knocked her up. Lord Giselle. That's what Aileen Lopera goes by. First filed documents against Diggs to determine a parental relationship of their own, but she wants the money. Which you would. You'd want child support if it was his kid.
I will tell you right now, you don't want it. You need it. You need help.
Yep.
If you're not going to have a dad in the picture. The latest revelation from, it's a guy with 12 kids.
Nick Cannon.
I didn't properly heal from my breakup, I thought I'd just knock up every chick I could that would let me multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so beyond belief. But yeah, he's paying out the, you know what?
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
For each one of those women who have multiple.
And he was so on fire for a while. It's surprising that there haven't been more babies since. Like, it seems like he capped it at 12.
I think once the bills started rolling in, he realized this is a real...
This is an expensive hobby.
I'm sure someone in his life has said, what are you doing?
Yeah. What's the plan here? What's your end game? Like,
multiple kids with multiple moms all in the same age range puts you in a really bad look. It's like a bad light, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It just makes everyone go, what are you doing? Like, you're not good at making decisions.
And now he's out here saying it's because I didn't properly heal from Mariah's breakup.
Well, he's blaming Mariah. Like, that's also not awesome.
So Nick pays,
I'm pretty bummed.
$3 million annually for his children's expenses, but he says he pays a lot more than that. But that's his base. That's the baseline.
That's what he gives them for the monthly support.
But he ends up paying.
And I don't know if any of those women work, but if you're... Watching my wife, I can speak for a mom that works and is momming at the same time, and it makes both jobs suffer and hard.
It makes everything harder.
And so you need
money
for help.
Kids are a wild card. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know, you might have to suddenly take a week off because of something that's going on with a kid.
Right.
Anyway, she filed when she was pregnant. There's where my confusion is.
Cardi B did.
No,
this is the model, Giselle.
The filing that she, when she found out she was pregnant, so this would have been December of 2024. She's pregnant. She was currently pregnant with Diggs' unborn child. She requested at the time legal and physical custody of their baby, but gave him some visitation. He filed a response to the suit saying, contesting that the baby is his or not. And he requested genetic testing to determine whether or not he's the father. In his documents, he said if it's determined he's the father, he requests joint legal and physical custody, as well as joint payment of reasonable expenses of pregnancy, birth, attorney's fees, etc. Apparently she, Cardi B, wants to know. She's like, when is this happening and why hasn't it happened yet? I like hearing that he's saying, I want to be a part of that kid's life. I want joint physical custody.
We'll see. I don't know him.
I don't either.
What I know of him is he's talked his way out of some locations where he plays football. So he's moved around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe he's a great dad. On the other hand, I also think that's kind of what you say initially, and then until you realize 230 pickups are a pain in the ass.
He's dad to an 8-year-old daughter named Nova, who was born in October of 2016.
Okay.
Cardi, obviously, she has 3 kids. Anyway, there's that. That throws a wrench into stuff, but, you know, you could be more careful. I don't know. Or maybe he was just, like, really into that lady until Cardi B was like, have you seen me twerk? Because I got this going on.
I don't know.
Some people are really into that, the twerking.
Well, I mean, I do like butts. I'm a fan.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't need someone to clap their butt cheeks, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, I mean, like, do you think that this is becoming like a requirement for some people? Like, well, she's great and everything, but I haven't seen her twerk yet, so.
I'll say this. I am a married man. I love my wife's butt, but she's never clapped her cheeks for me. So I don't know if I'm deprived and I'm missing out on what that
Not
is.
Not every cheek can clap. I'm wondering if, you know, she seems like she has kind of a small butt.
She is a runner. She's a runner lady, so.
So maybe she, when she twerks for you, it is just, you know, the twerking motion, but not the clapping. I'm sorry for your deprivation.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, poor Vinny.
I don't know what the draw is to that. Why someone would need that right. in particular. You're saying it's clearly a skill that these people are in pursuit of.
Well, yes. There's definitely like a faction out there that's like, well, if you ain't clapping, you ain't happening. Clapping.
Is that what they say?
I don't probably. Right?
Yeah, I've seen it on t-shirts. You know, you ain't clapping, you ain't happening.
Happening.
You ain't clapping, you ain't happening.
Imagine that. People holding tryouts for their next girlfriend. Well, let's see it.
Well, I'm sure some of these people are at the strip club going, this is a tryout for my next girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yep. Those look good.
I'll be your sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. Gary Busey's been sentenced to 2 years probation. He was at a horror. He's 81 years old, Gary Busey.
He was at where?
He was at a horror film.
Oh!
Did I say horror and then stop saying that? Because I wanted to tell you how old he was.
A little bit.
81 year old. He was at a horror. I've lost my connection. My thing isn't scrolling. So Gary Busey, he does. Look, a lot of people do these conventions. Mm-hmm. Because there's money in it. You get paid to just take a photo with people. So when he's taking these photos, he's groping these chicks. Which.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's story?
Yes.
Oh, man.
He was sentenced to 2 years of probation after he pleaded guilty to inappropriately touching a woman in 2022. He found this out last Friday, it looks like. I'm reading it out of page 6. He will have to submit a DNA sample and not have any contact with two of the victims. They say he's happy to move on from this. He's retired. He treasures his life as an actor and wants to move forward. Let's see. He pleaded guilty to one count of fourth degree criminal sexual contact for inappropriately touching a woman at a New Jersey horror film convention in August of 2022. It was not an accidental touching, is his quote.
Is his quote?
His quote.
He said, I did that on purpose.
He said, I plead guilty. It was not an accidental touching. Due to his guilty plea, they dismissed the remaining charges against him, which included three additional counts of fourth degree criminal sexual contact, one count of attempted fourth degree criminal. I guess that lightened the load for him by admitting it.
Maybe he just got confused by the name when he shortened it from horror. And he was like, oh.
It's a horror film. It's possible. He did have a head injury at one point.
This guy has a really recognizable face, but what would you say he's known from?
Well, I think probably his biggest like commercial success was that Buddy Holly film, right?
Yeah, that was
was the biggest because he got recognition for the portrayal.
Yes.
Like I don't know if he got an Oscar, but I think he was nominated.
But he's been in a zillion things.
I want to say he was a bad guy in Die Hard. Or no, Lethal Weapon is what it is.
Did he have
Yes.
Was it Did he have a motorcycle accident?
Yes. I believe he's the guy who crashed and didn't have a helmet. And,
right.
You know, there's definitely brain injury. And he's been I think he was on some of the reality shows and was trouble there too. Mm-hmm. Like they I don't think he's easy.
Point Break. That's another big movie that he was in.
He was in Big Wednesday as well, which is, as a little boy, that was the main surf movie.
Oh.
That went like, it was never a real,
heard of it.
It was a real movie and it was about surfing. So it wasn't a surf movie. It was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Surfing was part of it. And he was in that.
Oh.
It was called Big Wednesday.
So several women accused him of inappropriately... Oh, jeez. Freaking ads. It's crazy. Several women accused him of inappropriately touching them during this photo op setup. So these are the women who were accusing, and who knows... By the way, this is the DoubleTree Hotel in Camden, New Jersey.
They have such good cookies. Have you ever had a DoubleTree cookie?
Sorry, yeah. I need to know more.
That's their thing. When you check in, they give you these cookies, and they're chocolate chip, but they also have walnuts and like caramel
and
or something.
And they're warm.
Yeah, warm cookie.
You know
welcome.
Them
you know
too?
About this
oh
too?
My gosh.
We've been missing out on the DoubleTree.
I will like, you know, try to get an extra one. You know, be like, oh, you know, these are really good. I wouldn't mind another one.
Where do you get them? Like at the front desk?
At the front desk. When you check in,
they give you a cookie.
They got a little warmer back there, and they bring out your cookie.
The summer I met Susan, we were interning, and the company put us all up in a like apartment building, but the apartment building was attached to a DoubleTree. So every night when we went out, we'd stop. This was in Detroit. We'd get Coney dogs, and then when we get back to our building, we'd ask the front desk for cookies.
And they would just give them to you.
They would.
And they knew you probably by name by the end, right?
I literally have no idea why they would give us the cookies. One time we were like, oh, can we get like a few? And they're like, I guess. It was the best. Mm. I even wrote a haiku about the cookies.
Oh, please do share your haiku.
Even when it's late, even when it's pouring rain, warm cookie welcome.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, snap.
Sorry, snap.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I do like
who
a haiku.
Knew that was a thing?
She got the, it's supposed to have something to do
5-7-5.
Yes, but it's also supposed to have something to do with nature. So, you know,
oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, there's rules for haiku.
I knew the
But you
format.
Nailed it.
I submitted it to a contest they were having, but I
At
didn't.
At DoubleTree.
Yeah. It was
Oh, my gosh. Wow, I thought I was a fan.
Please write
but
a haiku
no.
about our cookies.
Yes. I can't believe I didn't win.
I can't either, frankly. Warm cookie, welcome.
I think it was a scam.
They just wanted to be able to use your haiku. They probably got rights to it when you submitted it.
Busey's 81.
Yeah.
Did you say that already?
I did.
Okay.
In fact, I cut off the word horror and just left it at whore to tell you that he was 81.
Oh, that's why I missed it.
You guys must have got snagged on whore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's anyway, he gets 2 years of probation. So... I don't know. I guess that's a little more than a slap on the wrist. It's got to be a pain in the ass to go to your probation officer. I don't know how often that happens. I've never been on probation. Is that a weekly thing?
I really think they should have said he's not someone who's allowed to go to fan events
anymore. Yeah. How about no more photo ops?
Maybe they did
guy.
Say that.
Maybe.
But that's got to happen.
Yeah. All right. Vinny, what do you got coming up in the news?
Do you like the orange chicken?
I do like the orange chicken.
After these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I think I love the Biebs.
Yeah. It's an unusual riff, you know? Just a strange little...
Well, it's affected in the whole thing, but it sounds great.
Even the...
And he sounds great. And we heard all these negative reviews about, you know, his time in Iceland and this album's going to be junk, and then that's a hit.
Yeah. It's a good song.
I like it.
Daisies, Justin Bieber, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, coming up at 7.05. Your first chance today to score tickets for Ed Sheeran.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows that building strong communities is what makes our cities thrive. That's why Fremont Bank and its foundation team up with Washington Hospital, Oakland Zoo, Boys and Girls Clubs of Silicon Valley, and many other vital organizations that are the heartbeat of the Bay Area. Visit FremontBank.com today for more info. All right, today is the day our temps peak today. It's going to be hot.
Please let them just peak at what they were at yesterday. How much hotter do we need to be?
Mid-90s today. In the hot spots, and then we cool down after today.
Okay. Welcome, fall.
The Monday
crisp temperatures are, we can't wait for them.
Yeah, I'm excited by the, for them as well. And yet.
No such luck yet.
I was watching the Monday Night Football game, and it was a good one.
Yeah.
I decided to go get a mani-pedi instead.
Oh, I see.
At my daughter's spa in the rec room.
Yeah, they need a water heater.
But if you stayed with it, you probably had a lot of fun because it went back and forth. It was high scoring. It was, you know, what you want in a football game. The Lions beat the Ravens 38-30.
Oh.
Go Lions.
Well, sorry, Ballmore. Ballmer. Whatever.
Ballmer. Sorry about it.
Yeah. Okay, this first story is just one of those that has been in the background of the news, but it's very specifically, in my opinion, aimed at Silicon Valley.
Okay.
Our president has, and immigration is a giant issue right now, like in, from all directions. But this one.
Incredible.
President Trump imposes a $100,000 fee on H-1B visas in a new immigration action. That is kind of been in the background for the past, I don't know, 4 to 5 days. This is a big thing that happens here in Silicon Valley. They're looking for the brightest, smartest human beings on the planet when they hire. So that, I'm not saying we don't have it here.
Right.
But it's a lot of times they're hiring talent from India and China, Israel,
all
elsewhere.
Over the world.
Right. All over the world. This is, they're looking for the smartest people. And so these visas used to cost $2,000 to $5,000. And now they'll cost $100,000. Many people feel like this is the right move to make in that they're saying at least companies will try to hire an American first, a local talent first. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. They're saying initially they weren't sure if this was an annual fee. It looks like it's going to be a one-time fee of $100K.
And it's some kind of specifically work visa.
It's a work visa, yes. And they're also saying now that as they clarify this, that it's more of, if you're already here, you're grandfathered in, it'll be about new talent. So I know here in Silicon Valley, this is a big subject. I just wanted to mention it and let you know that, yes, I've seen the story in the news, and I know it affects a lot of people here locally. Yikes. So we'll see how that goes. For it's, these companies.
Yeah, and I feel like Apple and Google probably are fine with it, but it's smaller tech companies that are like, really, I got to pony up all this money for someone who may or may not work out. I mean, I don't really even know how much of a concern. Maybe they already know this is the guy for us. We'll come up with the money somehow.
A lot of these startups are on serious budgets. Their money... When we first started,
it was funny money.
At Alice in 1997, February of 97, the tech boom was on. And the conversation around these giant buildings that looked like grown-up playgrounds was, how do they have any money? They haven't conducted business yet.
They don't even have a way to make money.
And, you know, that was one of the conversations about Facebook. What are they going to do? Well, they figured that out, obviously,
sure,
and have done quite well for themselves. So we didn't know.
Well, we're just DJs.
And that was worldwide. Like, well, how are they going to make? Well, yeah. They figured it out.
And the ones that didn't are gone.
And so that is a reality of early tech. They've learned their lesson in that way. And there's not. You don't get a ping pong table before you've done any business. You've got to actually.
You got to earn. You got to meet this level and then we'll get you a ping pong table.
So I know that like my wife is working for what would be considered a startup. They're doing big business, but it's still privately owned. It's not public.
Mm. That's exciting.
It's everyone's dream. It's not. It doesn't come true like it did at one time. Mm-hmm. All those people who hit and went, I'm hitting the beach.
Yeah. Or I'm buying everything in Silicon Valley and making it impossible for anyone else to live here.
And some of your friends hit.
Yeah.
They hit for Salesforce.
Yes.
They were early employees. They hit hard. And when I say that, I mean they just scored a pile of money.
Just so much money.
Were they billionaires or close?
I don't believe he was a billionaire.
But close.
But maybe he was. I mean, they certainly lived like billionaires. I really did think, whoa, things have changed.
Yeah, that lottery hit is harder these days. So
yeah.
Anyway, the H1, we're going to keep an eye on it. It's one of those stories where I know what was important to mention because a lot of companies around here have that.
Yeah.
The imported talent. How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts, Vinny. They feel so warm, safe, and comfortable.
Like a cookie.
You like the orange chicken?
I do like the orange chicken.
It's not Chinese.
Oh.
Okay. It's from Panda Express.
Oh. Good job, Panda Express.
Invented the orange chicken.
I still like it.
They say here, you're not going to find orange chicken in China because it's not Chinese. It was invented by Panda Express in 1987. They say it's a variation on General Tso's chicken, if you've ever had that.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it, TSO?
I don't know.
Tso's?
Sure.
You have an idea.
I
go
don't.
Ahead.
I don't. I really don't.
That's how I say
it's
it.
It's a spicy one.
So.
You know, they do say, though, that Chinese food in America is vastly different.
They like, also
and that
say
cashew
here,
chicken was created in, like, Missouri or something.
General Tso's chicken, which
yes.
which orange chicken was invented off of, is another dish that isn't in China.
Oh.
They're both Americanized mutations of sweet and sour dishes that do exist in China.
Ah.
But these...
You got to sell them to the Americans.
Right. Oh, and we eat it right up.
I'll
take either one of those chickens with some rice.
I just did some homework. It's actually General Zhao.
Oh, General Zhao.
Yeah.
Right. TS is a Z in China.
Evidently.
Got it.
Why not General Zhou?
Mm.
Come on, guys.
I'm hungry.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Not just pretty.
Right.
Also pretty smart.
Really?
Marilyn Monroe had an IQ of 163.
Says who?
Albert Einstein's IQ was 160. That's right. Marilyn Monroe, the blonde bombshell, was smarter than Einstein.
Okay.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I just don't think so, but, you know, why question the fast fact?
Why don't you think so? A lady can't be smart?
No, that's not why I think
can't
that.
Can't be pretty and smart?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I've just seen her. I've seen interviews. I've seen her movies. I just don't buy it. She's lovely.
But it's a fast
Yeah, listen
fact.
To me.
Maybe she was just hammered when she was singing.
Marilyn Monroe had an IQ of 163.
All right, fine. Smarter than Einstein.
Einstein's IQ was 160.
Mm.
Marilyn Monroe.
Maybe she just tests well.
Smarter than Einstein.
She was a lucky guesser that day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The United States is one of the few countries that drinks milk cold. Most other countries use a different method of pasteurization that keeps milk good even when it's not refrigerated, and they like it at room temperature. Mm. I agree.
Yeah,
but you know, that's what
I like. Ice cold milk.
I'm used to the refrigerated.
Yeah. Even when I eat cereal, I put a couple ice cubes in there. Get the milk really cold.
You know, girls,
everything's got to be perfect. Thank you.
Harry S. Truman, Michael J. Fox, and Ulysses S. Grant all have middle initials that don't stand for anything.
Added.
In Michael J. Fox's case, his real middle name was Andrew. He went with J to distinguish himself from a guy already in the Screen Actors Guild.
I see.
Mm.
I recently rejoined SAG-AFTRA after being out of it for a while. And yeah, you put your they check your name to make sure that nobody else is using the same name as you. Like, you have to put it in.
You know, there's another Sarah Clark, but when I joined the union, it was only AFTRA, and she's in SAG.
And then they merged.
Yeah. But when I Googled myself, it comes up with this lady who I think was in Twilight.
Sarah Clark, the actress, was in Twilight?
Yeah, she played mother of... Oh, you know what, though? She's got an E on her name. Yeah.
Clarky?
C-L-A-R-K-E. Mm. Some people spell it like that. She was the divorced mom of Bella's character.
What else did she do? Was she on 24?
She was.
Oh.
That's what I remember her from. I remember that being... something that came up many years ago. I haven't heard that name, though. She's clearly retired now, right?
I don't know. I don't follow her or anything.
In a random new poll,
yeah,
almost 60% of people say they carry their phone in their right pants pocket.
Front pocket or back pocket?
Doesn't say.
Huh. John is right front pocket, and that's his dominant hand. That makes sense.
I hate the phone in the front pocket. I hate it in the back pocket. I hate carrying it.
Yeah.
That's why I love the watch.
Yeah.
Because I can not carry it.
Well, I always feel like I'm glad we already have kids, you know, because there it is, like jingle balling down there.
Mm. You don't want damaged
swimmers. I want strong sperm.
Right.
Yes.
Well, and you... got your kids, so you're right.
We got them before people were keeping phones in their front pocket.
One of the things I like about denim is that it's it's impressionable, and if you wear it without overwashing it will break in. But I am always shocked when I see that person that's got their phone imprint in their back. Like,
that's where it belongs.
It lives there.
Yeah.
To the extent that it's worn into their denim.
Well, my son wears these like khakis that he gets the same ones all the time, and they're kind of tight on him, and he puts it in the front pocket, and it's like it's just so visible.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. It's you know, and I think he's got the big phone. It's like, right.
I realize dudes don't carry purses, but I highly recommend a backpack or anything other than having your pockets brimming with garbage.
The messenger bag.
The giant. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. It looks like you've got this weird extra muscle up there at the top.
You walk around like that, but I get it. Your car keys and your cigarettes and your phone and your lighter and your...
Right, whatever you're carrying around.
Your doobie weed and your LSD and your, you know, bindle of coke. I mean,
I have a handkerchief in there.
And the bindle goes in the little pocket.
Oh, is that where that lives?
That's what that's for.
I wouldn't know. The right... pants pocket is where most people put their phone. Left pocket is next. 12% say, I'm putting that thing in a bag, even if it's a merce.
Oh. I put it in my right rear pocket if I'm going to put it in a pocket.
5% claim they carry it in their underwear, which I believe that must be a bra too, right? I've seen ladies put it in their
slide
area.
It in, yeah. It'll be held in position. I feel like it's a sweaty little place to put it if it's your other underwear. You're walking around the city with that thing in your underwear. I'd be like, oh, it's going to drop out my pant leg.
Well, yeah. I mean, with all the thongs that you wear.
See how
that's barely holding on for life.
Right. You know me. The less panties, the better.
I'm just kidding. Ladies, she likes acreage, right?
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah. In fact, I'm excited to do our third love appearance next Friday because I'm going to look at all the kinds they have. And I did, you know, remember you were like, do they have granny panties there? And I was like, I'm going to find out. And? Sure enough, they have big panties, little panties, tiny panties, lacy panties. Third love. You're what? That's the extra. That's a little extra. Ding, ding.
When's your gig?
Shame. Next Friday.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good
time. I know.
Time.
It's going to be really fun.
And Maddie's going.
And Bob.
Bob, you're going too?
Yeah.
We're all going to get our free fitting.
I won't be getting a free fitting.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that you need to, but you could.
I probably could.
I'm sure they would be happy to measure you up.
What did Kramer call the man bra?
Man's ear.
Oh, was it bro? Bro's a great name for it.
I thought there was an argument of whether they should name it the bro or the man's ear.
In fact, I believe it was George's dad and Kramer.
Yes.
You should call it a bro.
And George's dad wore one.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
I don't know.
He was wearing one because he
was ample.
Was of an age that he might need that. That is a bummer that happens to older guys. Here you are, all strapping and muscular. You see it on the football field. The coaches who once played are now guys with just really saggy boobs. Mm. Very sad. It's unfortunate.
Resticles.
Well, it's what happens to your muscle after you've
stopped using it.
Women's.
Maybe you should just keep lifting weights.
Well, if you could, but now you're a guy who has to, you know, come up with all these plays.
Mm.
And then you have kids now, too, who are like, can I paint your nails? Great. Let's do that.
Well, I think about plays in my head. X's and O's.
Women's clothing doesn't always get the same size pockets that men's clothing does.
That's true. We get those little short pockets that if you sit and your thigh goes up, it'll push whatever's in your pocket up and out. I don't like that.
No.
There's nowhere good to put my phone because also when small bags are in style, my phone doesn't even fit in there.
Mm.
So I'm just holding it.
Did you know she makes purses?
I've seen some of her work.
She makes purses. So yeah, if you could totally give her a custom,
I was thinking about you, about something for you, Bob.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
800-400-3697. Text us all the time every day.
Please do.
Maddie's on the show.
And Maddie's reading all the texts. He's going for it.
I'm telling you, Sarah, a lot of people had to umbrage with your Marilyn Monroe comments. Sarah, Marilyn Monroe was a voracious reader. She had her own private library. She also took classes at UCLA alongside her film career.
I'm sure she was brilliant.
510, Marilyn Monroe played dumb to be accepted by 50 Society.
Okay.
It reminds me of Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she does seem like a brainiac. Now that she's not hiding it anymore.
Right.
Slipping.
We're kidding, right?
I wasn't, but I am. Think Sarah is.
I'm watching both of you going, what's happening here? She's not the Hilton fortune. Well, the Hilton fortune came long before she was born.
Great-grandfather.
Conrad.
Yeah. Is he the great-grandfather or just the grandfather?
I think he's a great-grandfather. Conrad Hilton.
Listen, plenty of people who don't have 160 IQs are getting by just fine. And if that is true, that she was hiding it to fit in the 50s, then how incredibly sad for her.
Yeah. 925, I swear at least once a week, Vinny has a story designed to manipulate Sarah on what she'll have for dinner.
Oh, well.
Oh, what was it today?
Orange chicken.
I already know what I'm having tonight.
What are you having?
Kindness bowl, brown rice, black beans, shredded cheddar, and avocado. Mm. A little bit of salt, maybe some Cholula on there.
I am on dinner tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh.
The missus has, you know.
What are you going to make?
I don't know, but, you know, it's on me today and tomorrow. Ugh, kids.
Dive in. Just get creative. Woo.
707, the Doubletree cookies. Yes, Bob is spot on. Those things are excellent. Oh. Casey and Benicia.
Who knew?
Well, the people who go to Doubletree know.
And we got one other text. I'm trying to find the name of the person. Oh, here we go. Danny in Napa wanted to know, did anyone stand an egg up yesterday? Did you guys do that?
No.
No, because it's BS.
No, it works. I did it.
No, you didn't. I would have seen on your Instagram.
I can always do it.
Yeah, you didn't Instagram that?
I didn't Instagram it.
Because he didn't do it. He's lying. A lying liar.
You're a lying liar who lies.
Look at him now. He's laughing. He was lying.
He's all red.
He didn't do it.
I wanted to.
You're such a liar.
I'll try it today. Maybe it will work.
No,
there's no reason it would have worked yesterday.
Well, it was the first day of fall.
What does that have to do with the gravity?
I don't know. Talk to him. He's the one who's singing its praises.
It's facts. It's science.
Can we get
look it up.
Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show?
Yeah, just look it up.
Can somebody get Marilyn Monroe on the line, please?
Yes, she would know.
Or Paris Hilton.
Yes.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, Ed Sheeran tickets and the return of Jimmy Kimmel.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.